Twister came and stole my double wide. Things ain't been quite the same since my hound dog died. Oh God, I'm so alone. Please, Debo, keep say love me on the phone.
Tweet at us at Jason and Deb. What do you like, stuffing? You like dressing? Is there any difference? Is it just where it is? Jen tweets at Jason and Deb. That depends entirely. Is it in something? Then it's stuffing. If it's baked separately, it's dressing. Okay, I love... Okay, that makes a lot of sense. However, I do a version of what would go in the bird because I don't eat bird meat. It has to be on the outside.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like... It's not soft and moist. I mean, underneath it is, but on the top,
yeah,
you're going to get it baked and crunchy.
If it's supposed to go in the bird, I guess that it would still be stuffing.
Like, right.
It's not stuffed.
Right.
It's unstuffing.
I mean, like, yes, there you go. It's unstuffing. It's like stovetop. That's stuffing, right? I used to buy that by the box and just make it and eat it out of a bowl.
Yum, yum.
It's so good. It's probably one of like the poorest foods that I've held on to, not being poor, you know, stalwarts of like, that is just good stuff, even if it's not, but you loved it. That's
like a Miracle Whip sandwich, yeah.
Right. I probably still have some boxes of stovetop in the cupboard.
Oh, sweet.
Just in case.
Going over to Deb's house for dinner.
You want to make some, bring it to work tomorrow?
She's got stuffers.
You want to come over for unstuffing?
Unstuffing. All right, next level.
Who are we calling today?
So today we have Riverside Liquors and the restaurant in Riverside, which is a retailer in wines, small batch spirits, and craft beer with an attached cocktail bar and dining room.
Okay.
And of course,
Jesus Christ, what do they not do there?
I don't know.
Yeah. Let's do that.
I wonder if they're open on Thanksgiving.
Two for two.
Nailed it.
Well done, Nick. It's proven. Jason got chubby fingers.
Yeah.
Riverside Liquors, this is Victor.
Hi, Victor. You guys, you have a restaurant attached to the liquor store, right?
Yes, we do.
Okay, oh, cool. Are you guys open on Thanksgiving?
No, we are not. We're closed on Thursday.
Oh, well, that's good for you and your family. I'm happy.
Yeah.
I'm happy for you.
Thank you.
I'm kind of stuck here in Jacksonville. I can't fly home to England. I've got to do Yeah, I know.
I'm so sorry.
Coronavirus. I mean, we don't have Thanksgiving in England, so I'm not worried about it. But I was thinking while I'm here, I was going to come and have something to eat. And I know that you are nearby. But you know anywhere else locally near to you? Because I'm in that area. It's going to be open on Thanksgiving, apart from newbies.
I'm not positive as to who's open on Thanksgiving. I know some folks are putting together some dinners,
like Black Sheep
and Orsay, but I don't know if they're actually open for business.
All right, I'll give them a call.
But I would maybe give them a call and maybe they'll know.
I'll do it. If not, it's just, honestly, it's going to be McDonald's or Luby's or something. I don't care.
You know, Luby's, that's a... Understandable.
And they're going out of business, aren't they, Luby? So I should go and get some of that blue stuff while I can.
I've seen a pretty hard downtrend for them lately.
Yeah.
I haven't seen too many people talk about Luby's.
No. Well, listen, I'm glad you're actually getting the day off, and I hope you have a nice Thanksgiving with your family or whoever you spend it with.
Well, I appreciate that very much.
All right. Thank you. Take care. Love you.
You too. Take care. Bye.
Bye. Thanks. Bye. Okay, I heard it.
Yes, it's amazing.
I feel like sometimes the holidays can give you a bit of an edge.
Yeah.
Because you can play on that, you know, heartstrings card.
You played it well, too.
I'll take it. That was a good one. That's the power of love. I thought at first it was just going to be a U2, and then he snuck
in. Yeah, I heard the U2 coming.
That was nice.
You know what that was? That was the power of Luby's.
Yes.
We were all united. You know, I was actually thinking this year, that like San Antonio guy and I, would, you know, if no one that we know, because we're orphans, we just go wherever someone invites us.
Yeah.
But if like no one was going to invite us, I literally was going to say, let's just go to Luby's and see and, you know, sneak some wine in or something. I think I went to Luby's once. The one off Mopac sort of Steck area.
Yeah, that was gone.
Yeah.
It's gone.
That's been gone for a while, I think.
Has it?
Yeah.
But there's so many, there's so many old people in that neighborhood. You totally would think that they would support them. They probably are. You know, that was my last apartment that I lived in that I rented in Austin was Spicewood Springs and Mesa. It was very much a nice retirement community. No one sped up that road.
Yeah.
There was a Randall's nearby. The old people like the Randall's.
When were you over there? When was, like, what years?
I have been in my house now.
2000s?
Yeah, early 2000s.
Because my dad used to live in the Mesa Village or whatever condos that were right across the street from that. And I was over there after high school, so we may have been neighbors, like back in 2001.
Yeah, I lived at the Marquee at Caprock Canyon, mm-hmm. which has a really fancy name. Actually, it was probably the nicest apartment I ever lived
in. They did look pretty sweet, yeah.
But yeah, it backed up to Bull Creek.
Yeah.
And I had, man, I wonder how many people saw me naked there, but I had half of my wall of the back of my apartment that looked out was a sliding, like a French door.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I had like bay windows, and I never shut any blinds or curtains or anything because it was just woods out there. And my cat Guinness used to go out all the time, and it was awesome. And he made friends with this albino squirrel that lived in the tree called Al. I gave him that name. I'm not sure if that was his mm-hmm. given name. And it was great living on the woods there and living in the old retirement community. It's very pleasant.
I remember one time, I think I was still in high school and just visiting my dad and not actually living there after. But he told me about how he saw some people like doing some skinny dipping in the pool in our little complex.
Wow. And
like for like the next month, like every night I'd just go by there and just, let me just see what's going on. But I know you were just showing it through the windows. Across the way.
Yeah, but no one could see in. Like, there was literally no across the way. If you walked out from my apartment to the woods, about 20 or 30 meters, it just dropped down into Bull Creek, into this massive canyon. And so if you went out there, you were probably only just either a coyote or a deer or a squirrel or my cat. If I saw a person out there, I'd throw something at them because you're not supposed to be back there. It's private property. But yeah, that was nice. That was nice living in the old people world. But I'm surprised that Luby's gone. That's probably my fault. I never went but the once.
I see.